Holly Wilson. I am of the Delaware tribe of Western Oklahoma and Cherokee. I was drawn to this specific piece, Dreaming Dance Mask, for two reasons. One is the idea of dreaming and that idea of another place. It makes me wonder, what were they dreaming about? The masks, from what I've read, had to do with performing prayers and ceremonies, often in the winter months up in Alaska. And so it makes me think of what I would be dreaming of. Masks for me in my own work have a lot to do with the idea of identity and being able to transform yourself and transport yourself to another place. And so when I look at ancient masks or historic masks, I wonder how much of that idea of transportation, whether it be to a spirit realm, to a personal realm, to a sacred realm, how many of the people who made these works had that same sensation. As an artist, I can appreciate it because it's aesthetic and it's got beautiful aspects, the way it was carved. I love the tool marks that go up around the nose, the little bits that they use for the teeth and how the feathers were chosen. The eyes being asymmetrical, it makes you wonder if that eye is representing the idea of a wink or if there was something beautiful in the way the wood was that caused the artist to choose that angle. That's where I wish I knew more about the story behind the piece specifically. A lot of Native tribes have very personal ceremony practices, and they're only for the members of the tribe. And when they perform them, it's that idea that you're talking to that other realm, that you're in this other place, and it's very sacred. And so a lot of things that we see in history, masks that are brought back, artifacts, we don't know exactly one tribe to another how it was used, because the idea is that it was sacred and you didn't speak about it. And that still goes on today with some tribes where there's a lot of ceremonies that are performed that you're not supposed to talk about them, you're not supposed to video them or photograph them, because it's the idea that it's almost ephemeral. It happens there, it happens for the spirits, and then it's released so that it's free back into the world. It may not be my heritage when I see a mask, you know, whether it be African, Native, but I feel that connection to the idea of what it meant on a spiritual and emotional level. Really, we're all interconnected with this underlying kind of stream that connects all of us, almost like a heartbeat really low that rides under the earth that we all don't want to acknowledge, but it's all there. And so there's a way that we're all connected